This is the Game Act Hotline for March 19th, 2006, episode 26.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more
Game Addict Hotline.
And welcome to the Game Act Hotline. Please turn your video games down and this podcast up. We are your source for the latest video game news, video game releases, and video game trivia. So glad you could be here. My name is Luke. Well, let's go ahead and let's get into our site news for this week. First off, I want to go ahead and tell you that next week is the Game Developers Conference. So I thought that I would go ahead and give you a day-by-day report. It'll be called the Daily Gaming Diction. And I'm going to be doing this for preparation for E3, which is going to be coming up in May. I also should be having an interview being posted up this next week with Zombie, a local Seattle developer. But that's all I have for site news for this week. So let's go ahead and let's get into our video game news. Sony press conference reveals more on PS3 and PSP. Sony this week has a press conference discussing some additional news about the PS3 and PSP. Here is some of the big news reported at the press conference. Sony will continue to sell the PS2 for $150. The PSP will get an iToy camera and GPS later this year. Sony will release 1 million PS3s for its official launch. The PS3 games will only be on Blu-ray discs to combat piracy. PS3 will also have a 60GB hard drive. The PS3 will be delayed for a release in early November and will be released worldwide on the same day. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get to our next news story. Star Force apologizes to Stardock over piracy. Late last week, an article on the website Dig.com talked about how Stardock, the makers of the strategy game Galactic Civilizations 2, Dead Lords, would like people to pirate the game. This stems from a posting from Stardock talking about how anti-piracy protection doesn't help the sales of certain games. Star Force, the makers of anti-piracy software, was asked about this issue on their forums later in the week. And one of the administrators sent a link to a pirated version of the Galactic Civilization 2 and remarked that anti-piracy software would increase sales. Star Force has apologized about the incident and has taken the link to the pirated game off their site. Currently, Galactic Civilization 2 is the top-selling game for the PC at ebgames.com. Our next news story, Japan to outlaw reselling old consoles. Japan announced a new law that makes it illegal to sell old electronics. Japan's Product Safety and Electrical Appliances and Materials Law will make the selling of any electronics created before April of 2001 illegal. Though the government has been lenient on some items, such as musical equipment, there has yet to be any ruling on older game consoles. The law will take effect on April 1st of this year. Our next news story, Final Fantasy XII released in Japan this week. Final Fantasy XII was released in Japan this week after 6 years of production. Square Enix reported that they are shipping over 2 million units this past week. Square Enix reported that they have shipped over 2 million units this past week. Square Enix believes that they will be sold out by the end of this month. The American version is scheduled for the release this Thanksgiving season. Our final news story, happy 25th birthday, Frogger. It was 25 years ago that Frogger was created. Happy birthday, Frogger. I posted a link on our website so you can see the celebration of this classic game. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at our top rentals at Gamefly.com. Number 3, Fight Night Round 3. Number 2, Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter. And number 1 top rented game at Gamefly.com this last week, Burnout Revenge. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at our top games in Japan this week. Number 5, Kahashima Ryuta Kyoju no Nao Kitaeru Otana DS Training for the Nintendo DS. Number 4, Eigo ga Nigatta na Otana no DS Training, Eigo Duke for the Nintendo DS. Number 3, Sengoku Musou 2 for the PS2. Number 2, Kahashima Ryuta Kyoju Kunshu Motona Kiteru Otana DS for the Nintendo DS. And our number 1 top game sold in Japan this past week, and this does not include Final Fantasy 12 sales as of yet. Number 1, Oideyo Dobutsu no Mori, which is the Animal Crossing game out in Japan, and that's for the Nintendo DS. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look for our top games in the UK. Number 5, The Sims 2, Open for Business by EA. Number 4, Black by EA. Number 3, Fight Night Round 3 by EA. Number 2, Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter by Ubisoft. And the number 1 top sold game in the UK this week, FIFA Street 2 by EA Sports. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get to our game releases this week. We have a lot of game releases, so let's go ahead and let's get to started. For the Xbox 360, Blazing Angels Squadrons of World War II by Ubisoft. For all systems, Cow the Kangaroo 2 by Joe Wood. For the Xbox and PS2, The Godfather by EA Games. CMT presents Karaoke Revolution Country by Konami. For the Xbox, Monster 4x4 World Circuit by Ubisoft. Blazing Angels Squadron of World War II by Ubisoft. For the PS2, Suikoden 5 by Konami. Warship Gunner 2 by Koei. River King, A Wonderful Journey by Natsume. For the GameCube, there are no independent GameCube games this week. For the PSP, Splinter Cell Essentials by Ubisoft. Me and My Katamari by Namco. Go Sudoku by Ubisoft. Kao Challengers by Namco. Capcom Classic Collection Remixed by Capcom. Beautiful Joe Red Hot Rumble by Capcom. Worms Open Warfare by THQ. For the DS, Worms Open Warfare by THQ. Tao's Adventure Curse of the Demon Seal by Konami. Tetris DS by Nintendo. Metroid Prime Hunters by Nintendo. For the Game Boy Advance, The Tower SP by Sega. Cats by Ubisoft. For the PC, The Godfather by EA Games. And our game for this week is The Elder Scrolls Oblivion by 2K Games. And that's for the PC and Xbox 360. Okay, let's go ahead and let's take a break from all this, and we'll get back with some game trivia. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
This program is a proud member of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit us at seattlepodcasting.net.
Hello, fellow gamer. Are you in the Seattle area? Do you want to make video games? Well, Edmonds Community College wants to help you make games and offers accredited game programming classes such as 2D game development, 3D game development, game testing, and PlayStation to Linux programming. You can also learn the languages C, C++, C#, and Java. Visit us at www.edcc.edu. Edmonds Community College, every step of the way.
Somebody give me a bass line. Yeah, I start.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Remember, we are a part of the Edmonds Community College. Visit us at www.edcc.edu. We are also a part of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit us at www.seattlepodcasting.net. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get to our game trivia for this week. Our first category is PSP UMD movies. Number one, this 1987 movie showed Arnold Schwarzenegger waging a war against an unseen enemy in the jungles of Central America. Number two, this Pixar movie shows the life of a superhero family and the troubles of fitting into a normal life. Number three, this CG movie from Square Enix is off one of their greatest PlayStation games and is set for release in America on April 25th of this year. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get to our next category, Light Gun Games. Number one, this game came included with later NES system packs and used the zapper to kill ducks and clay pigeons. Number two, this horror shooter had two sequels and even a typing edition for the arcade and Dreamcast. And number three, this system was the first to use the light gun with games like Shootout and Prehistoric Safari. Okay, let's get to our final category, Xbox Gamer Points. You know, GameSpot had an article on how to get an easy 6,000 gamer score points. I'm going to ask you a couple of things that will get you points for your gamer score. To make it a little bit easier, the answers will either be 100, 150, or 200 points. So here we go. Number one, this is how many points you get when you win the Super Bowl in Madden 2006. Number two, this is how many points you get for winning the NBA championship in NBA Live 2006. And number three, completing the game King Kong, the official game of the official movie. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get to our final question for this week. A doctor at the University of Washington and a game developers are working on a new game with Dr. Mario. The new game will quiz parents and kids on how they can help check kids' blood sugar levels and keeping a healthy diet. My question to you is, what disease is the game going to be created around? Okay, you guys think about that. We'll be back after a couple of commercials. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
This is the new Frogger home video game, Ribbit. It's just like the arcade game. You have to hop Frogger past these cars and trucks, missed, and back home to his lily pad. The new Frogger home video game. Bring it back to your pad.
Also from Parker, Star Wars. You saw Luke Skywalker battle the Imperial Walker. Now bring the battle home. Play The Empire Strikes Back, where the challenge never ends. The Empire Strikes Back.
Ribbit.
And Frogger video games. Only from Parker.
今日は最高だよ。
おはよう、イギリス。
Natsuko and Peter here from JapanesePod101.com, a Japanese language podcast that brings you
Japan on Demand.
Learn Japanese about Japan
and about Japanese culture
with free daily 10 to 15 minute lessons direct from
Tokyo,
also known as Tokyo. Get your daily dose of Japanese and Japan at JapanesePod101.com.
よろしくお願いします。
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Let's go ahead and let's get to our game trivia. Our first category, PSP UMD movies. Number one, this 1987 movie showed Arnold Schwarzenegger waging an all-out war against an unseen enemy in the jungles of Central America. And the answer is, what is Predator? Number two, this Pixar movie shows the life of a superhero family and the troubles of fitting into normal life. And the answer is, what is The Incredibles? Number three, this CG movie from Square Enix is off of one of their greatest PlayStation games and is set for release on April 25th of this year. And the answer is, what is Final Fantasy VII Advent Children? Okay, let's go ahead and let's get to our next category, Light Gun Games. This game included with later NES system packs and used the zapper to kill ducks and clay pigeons. And the answer is, what is Duck Hunt? Number two, this horror shooter had two sequels and even a typing edition for the arcade and Dreamcast. And the answer is, what is House of the Dead? And number three, this system was the first to use a light gun with games like Shootout and Prehistoric Safari. And the answer is, what is The Odyssey? Okay, let's go ahead and let's get to our final category, Xbox Gamer Points. Number one, winning the Super Bowl in Madden 2006. And the answer is, what is 100 points? Number two, winning the NBA Championship in NBA Live 2006. And the answer is, what is 200 points? And number three, completing King Kong, the official game to the official movie. And the answer is, what is 200 points? Okay, let's get to our final question. A doctor at the University of Washington and a game developers are working on a new game with Dr. Mario. What I wanted to know is, what disease is the game going to be created around? And the answer is, what is diabetes? Okay, that's it for this show for this week. Remember, you can visit us at www.gameaddicthotline.com. You can also email me if you have any comments, suggestions, or if you have any ideas on new trivia questions at gameaddicthotline@gmail.com. And we'd love you to vote for us at Podcast Alley, become friend with us at Podcast Pickle, or we'd love to hear you download us at Yahoo Podcast. But that's going to be it for this week. Turn your video games back up, and I will see you Tuesday.